You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I are covering Unit 28, Session 1, The Holy Spirit Came. So, Karen, this week we not only start a new unit, but we start this new focus through the book of Acts. We will be spending a lot of time in Acts the next several quarters, actually, but we're going to be in and out, as we're going to see in a few sessions. So for this one, though, we start the beginning of Acts. So what are we looking at in this week? Go ahead and set us up a little bit.
Okay, sure. Yeah, the Holy Spirit came is the title of the session. And, you know, last week we talked about how Jesus gave the Great Commission. He ascended to heaven. He told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit. They also chose Judas's successor, you know, in that time. And then here in our story on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes just like Jesus promised. And yeah, the Holy Spirit empowers them to preach Jesus boldly, as we will see in the session.
Definitely. So key part of the history of the church. This is considered widely to be the formation of the church itself. This is technically the beginning of the church with the Holy Spirit's arrival. So really important passage, of course, really important story. So as I said, this is a new unit. So Karen, why don't you walk us through the key passage that we're going to be looking at and the big picture question and answer a little bit?
Sure. Okay, for the key passage, we went with 2 Peter 1:3. Which for kids, we use the full verse, which says, His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. And, you know, shorter versions for preschool and babies and toddlers. But we chose this verse, you know, because the unit is about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit empowers us, you know, not only to live on mission, but also to live the Christian, you know, life, just growing in holiness. So we wanted to choose a verse that talks about God's power. So this one was a great fit.
Yeah, and I mean, it's you think about the gospel and what changes it brings, new life, new identity, adoption, and so forth. But that giving of the Holy Spirit who empowers us to live day by day is such an amazing gift from God. So yeah, it's a great passage for us. How about the big picture question and answer?
Yes, right along those lines again, we wanted to focus on the Holy Spirit. So the question is, how does the Holy Spirit help Christians? And the kids and preschool have the same answer. The Holy Spirit comforts us, shows us our sin, and guides us as we live for God's glory.
Yeah, and I'll add one more thing to this unit, and actually this full volume that we're going to be starting here. This was being finished up right during the height of the COVID safer at home, kind of the distancing. I think this we were kind of wrapping this up in March, April. It's right around in that window of time. And so that's why you will see the kids users, you will see the questions from kids videos are going to be different. I think they're better myself. I think it's a great improvement because I could not get into the studio to shoot those live. We had to come up with a creative solution. The video team did a great job. And so I did an audio recording of those. And then they have a cartoon kind of questions from kids environment. Again, I think it's better. When I saw it the first time, I said, man, we should do this all the time.
I think it's great to have you in person.
Well, I think it's the cartoon. He looks better. So that's just going to be a little bit different feel for these. It may, by the time you're using this, man, we hope and pray that COVID is over. Karen and I are actually recording these podcasts or these episodes, in mid-August or so.
Yes.
So when time comes around December, when you're listening to this, I hope that we have kind of returned more to normal, but we'll see. But when you do see those, and if you know, that's just the context of when they were recorded months and months ago.
Yeah. I'll probably add too that the preschool choreography videos were done outside. And again, I really do think they turned out way better being outside.
That's
a fun
right.
little way to remember this fun time of life that we're in.
Yeah. So a fun fact, Megan is, she lives near where our video producer records. Mm-hmm. And so she was able, they were able to work it And I think that was a little bit after when my questions from kids videos was needed.
I think it was.
So she was able to kind of meet outside, so that way it was safe, and so forth. And because there's no audio with those, it worked well. So yeah, I really like those as well. Our video team, we have, it's not a Lifeway team. We contract with some producers, and our producer they just do a great job.
They really
We're
do.
Really grateful for them. All right, so let's shift gears. Let's talk about this session a little bit more, again, from the beginning of Acts and the day of Pentecost. So as always, let's take a little bit of time and walk through if there's any areas needing caution or extra prep time or just anything we want to note about this session. So Karen, is there something that you might have for us in any of those regards?
Yeah, I think I have. Looks like I've got quite a bit here. But the first thing is just the idea of the indwelling Holy Spirit. You know, it's really a hard concept, I think, even for us as adult believers to understand. So just know that it's going to be a little challenging for preschoolers. But, you know, you hear us talk about it a lot if you, you know, listen to this regularly. But, you know, there are moments where we feel like it's worth kind of pushing the boundaries of what's typically, you know, acceptable concepts for preschoolers. And, you know, how could you possibly skip over the third person of the Trinity? So we felt like this was just too important that you've seen us probably, I mean, even throughout the Old Testament, that we are not afraid about talking about the Holy Spirit with preschoolers. You know, and mainly because living the Christian life without the power of the Spirit is impossible. It just can't be done. So we feel like this is an important enough concept to go ahead and introduce, and even before they're believers, and we can just trust the Holy Spirit to help our little ones grow in their understanding of this as, you know, we lay this foundation now. And so I would just encourage you to focus on the, you know, it's hard for me to think about the Spirit living in me along with the remaining indwelling sin of the old man. But I would just focus on the idea of help and power that God gives us through the Holy Spirit as you work through these sessions. And, you know, you're going to see the Holy Spirit throughout the rest of the New Testament at work in some amazing ways. So I wanted to put it on the radar.
Yeah, and we're going to be dealing with this more in some of the sessions coming up in this volume as well, mm-hmm. Karen, what you just talked about, that, you know, we're indwelled by the Holy Spirit, we're new creations, and yet we still struggle with sin. So we're going to deal with that more. But yeah, I would think it's so important, even for our preschoolers, even as you said, Karen, it's really hard for us as adults to wrap our mind around the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Trinity. There's mm-hmm. some challenging things here. But think about a preschooler. A preschooler knows that he or she struggles to obey. Mm-hmm. A preschooler understands that he or she desires to do some things that are wrong at times. And that tension, that struggle is real for them. It's just as real for us. And so for them to know from the get-go that God has given them the power in the Holy Spirit to protect them, to guide them, to convict them of sin and to give them the power to say no to sin, that is freeing. Even if they may not understand it at this moment, let them grow into that. Don't let them go through the exile of moralism that many of us have gone through, mm-hmm. of understanding what God has required of us and thinking it's on us alone to obey and live it out. And that, of course, we know from experience, it's paralyzing, it's discouraging.
Yes.
So we have the opportunity with preschoolers from the get-go to establish God as a better way. So keep that in mind. Keep the long-term in mind as you're teaching your preschoolers. And same thing for kids. This can be just as challenging for kids as well.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do you have, Karen?
Well, just looking at activities that may require a little bit of extra prep. In preschool, we're going to be listening to another language. So we've suggested that you invite a guest who speaks another language. And I would just encourage you, you know, it probably would be easy to just, you know, pull somebody from your existing preschooler kids ministry. And, you know, maybe that isn't easy. Maybe you don't have a lot of people that speak different languages in your church. So, but I would just even encourage you to involve somebody who isn't a regular part of your preschool ministry. Just again, I think it's so great for, especially as next unit, we're moving into the idea of the church and just how we're many people in one body, you know, just for them to become more acquainted with other, you know, believers and members of the church, you know, just to have that recognition, don't know why that's not coming out right. But so that they will recognize other people who, you know, are part of the body when they're not in class. And you'll also see the babies do a similar activity, but they use a translation app on a smart device. And so you could also do that if you have trouble, you know, finding a guest. But I think, again, you've heard, if you listen to these often, you know that we think it's so valuable to bring in different people to expose preschoolers to different people in the body. So, yes. Another activity we're doing is exploring wind. And for this, you're going to need a fan. I'm assuming that you probably don't have dozens of fans at your church. Maybe you do. This is one where you might want to contact a few church members before the session and ask them to bring them from home. Again, this is always a great way to use that Facebook community or group that you have for your church and ask, say, hey, who has a fan they can bring this week? And then, too, also want to encourage you to closely watch the children as you do this activity so they're not tempted to stick their little, you know, fingers in the fan. And so I would, you know, put it away when it's not in use for the activity. Something else to put on your radar for a few weeks from now is in 2 weeks, if you're using the suggested use dates, we're going to be on the Christmas session. And one of the activities is to make a picture frame and put a picture of the children in it. So I know that when I've done this with preschoolers in the past, it can get, you know, a little hard if you take the pictures like the week before. You could have somebody show up the next week who wasn't there. Or if you take the pictures the day of, it's a little stressful sometimes to get them printed by the end of the session when you need them. So if you wanted to, you could plan for the next 2 weeks to take pictures for this picture frame activity. Of course, we want to encourage you to follow your church's security procedures. For that, you know, your policy may be to not take pictures. We definitely want you to honor that. I will say the activity, the idea is for them to have their picture taken while they're playing with a manger scene. So, you know, if you're on suggested use dates, you know, we're into December and you could go ahead and have that out as an additional activity or even just, you know, pull the kids from the room to take a picture. So just wanted to put it on your radar.
All right. Good deal. So let's kind of drive toward our conclusion here and talk about what we're excited about God potentially doing through this session. And I'll go first, and it's kind of what I shared before. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about kids having an opportunity to learn about the Holy Spirit. Again, we kind of know this doesn't happen nearly as much as it should, even for us adults. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit often is not taught about as much. He is not taught about as much, and so there's a lot of mystery that surrounds the Holy Spirit needlessly because the Bible does speak to him. And so I think this is an opportunity where our kids will have the opportunity to learn about the Holy Spirit to either for the first time or to deepen that, because this is one thing we have to keep in mind, especially for those kids who have trusted in Christ. The Holy Spirit matters a great deal to them. They are part of the church, just like we are as adults. They've been called to the same standards of godly living, of living on mission and so forth. And as we know, as we've talked about, the Holy Spirit's empowerment is critical for us to do that. So we want to give them this really important understanding that it's not just up to them to live in a godly way. It's not just up to them to live on mission, to muster the courage from within to mm-hmm. share their faith. There's a part of that. There is responsibility, human responsibility, but it's not in isolation. It's in concert with the work of the Holy Spirit in and through us. So my hope is that this is an encouraging, liberating session for our kids. What about you?
Yeah, mine is right along the same lines. I think growing up, I didn't learn a lot about the Holy Spirit. So I feel like I spent like the first part of my Christian life living like the foolish Galatians that Paul talks about in Galatians 3, you know, thinking I'm saved by grace, but then I'm going to have to work hard to obey God's commands, to keep God pleased with me. And so, like, you know, later learning that, no, God gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us to live the Christian life. That's been such a freeing thing for me. And yeah, you've already said it, but I'll say it again. You know, we want to see a generation of young believers who come up, who are already learning from the get-go to depend on the Holy Spirit at the very beginning of their Christian life.
All right, so we'll wrap it up there then for today. I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. And for more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.